It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I know that the hours for this job aren't normal, like, so to speak. They're normal in the sense that they're, you know, the same. But I mean, you know, odd hours. It's an off-hours job.
Yes.
We'll leave for work earlier than many. Not all. And the good part about it is, the bad part is driving in before the roads get plowed, and that can really suck. But the good part about most of the time is we're not faced with the traffic that rush hour is because we don't drive in it. Mm-hmm. So we have the luxury of driving in, for the most part, unencumbered on the roadways on a normal day.
Yes.
Well, right. Which makes us, unfortunately, less prepared to deal with it when we are in rush hour traffic. And the thought of being on a highway like this morning, I-95, Main Turnpike, whatever it is, you know, stuck between two exits that are like 12 miles apart, you know, or 9 miles apart or whatever it is just mind-boggling. How long was the traffic stuck on the Main Turnpike?
He said some were hours. There was two tractor trailers involved, a sedan, multiple cars. So if you were already, they were taking traffic off at exit 19 and Wells. But if you were past that Wells exit,
you're screwed.
The next one is what, York?
Yeah, it's like nine miles away.
12.
It's the longest.
They had it from exit 19 to exit 7.
It's one of the longest stretches on a highway, a major highway, without an exit. If you got to take a leak and you pass exit 19, you're pulling over in the woods, man, because it's 10 miles, 12 miles, whatever it is, to get to York.
What, the Mass Pike down through the Berkshires and stuff?
Same.
It's even worse.
Oh,
it's like 20-something miles. And even when you go to New York and stuff, if you're traveling, was it 81 up there, Roadkill?
Yeah.
It's one of those highways. It's like next exit, 47 miles.
Yep. Right.
So it's like you got to get off here if there's anything you need.
There's nothing like the sign like on the Kankamagus, next gas, 33 miles or whatever it is, you know. I'm sorry for everybody that was stuck in that and things, you know. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. I don't like driving in traffic. I'd rather drive when nobody else is on the road. And I'm taken to the point now where if there's a chance if it's going to be slippery, I'm staying here. Scotty slept on the couch.
Yep.
It was slow going this morning. There was one point, though, that this tractor trailer was going so slow that I had to pass it. And I was passing him doing 36.
Yeah.
But there was no path. So as I'm halfway passing him, you could feel the tires just kind of not so steady.
Oh, God,
I'm
like that.
Oh, just let me make it past this.
I would rather stay, and I did the commute for 17 years, and I would just sometimes I'd leave. I'd be like, okay, 2 in the morning, I'll just go now. And then if I got to work early, which I often did, I'd just sleep on the couch. But I always made the decision, don't pass. Even if some mornings I get stuck.
In hindsight, I wouldn't have passed. Yep.
Yeah, you get stuck
doing
20.
You're right.
And you know what? I'm not passing. And those idiots that think passing the plow driver is smart, guess what's on the other side of that plow driver? A road that hasn't been plowed.
Yep. Yeah.
So just sit there and deal with it.
You're better off
to
sit there and ride behind the plow.
I get in that one lane that has been cleared, and I'm on a train. That's where I stay.
But you get that one jackass who just doesn't get it about giving. You need extra space behind you and in front of you. Should you need to stop? I need like 3 or 4 times the normal space during a storm. Don't put your headlights, you know, so that I can't see them. And that just drives me nuts. That's why I want missiles built into the back of the car. Mm. I mean, you laugh, but I mean,
that would help a lot.
Just a simple poof, and just bang, hit him in the grill. You know, just disable the vehicle. You know what I mean? Nothing, you know, just disable it.
It would just go to the side
without the side.
Any debris on the road.
Fingers crossed.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to blow the vehicle up, Kelly. I said missile, but I want something to just delay, just whatever, waylay it, whatever. I will say, you know, I totaled the truck in December. Ridiculously steep hill, was not plowed, and the downhill portion of the road starts before it takes a sharp left and a 45-degree down the hill. So I started to slide before I could see that there was no, it wasn't plowed down the hill. So, all right, I knew I was in trouble. So it started to slide. I got it under control, and I thought, I'm just going to steer it to the left, right, and just coast down the hill. And I got about halfway down the hill, and the hill said, yeah, we're going to go over here. And that's, you talked about it before, that feeling of like, oh, shit. And then you have like 5 seconds, and then I hit.
Yeah.
That feeling that you have when you know, oh, my God, I'm going to hit, still stays with you. It stays with you. So I'm still a little bit paranoid. And I was going at the top of the hill. I was going 5 miles an hour. Tops. Five.
My crash was over 3 years ago. Ice scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Yep.
And it wasn't even me that lost control, because I was doing probably only 25 that day on the highway. Right. Maybe 30.
Yep.
And it's now I look at every other car. I'm like, do they know how to drive in ice? Do they know how to do this?
I got in an accident when I first learned how to drive in the snow. And then years later, we were driving back from upstate New York, and I wasn't driving, and I was sleeping in the car and got in an accident. To this day, this time of year always
makes
me...
So you were in the car as a passenger.
As a passenger.
And there was an accident.
And there was an accident. Okay. So to this day, you know, it's like, okay, tomorrow I got to drive in it. If I don't have to drive in it, I choose not to. And what sucks is, you know, sometimes this time of the year, there's a couple good shows here and there. I'd love to go, but if it's going to storm that night, I'm not going. Not going. Because I can't go to the show. I can't enjoy the show knowing yes, on a beautiful day, it's an hour home, but tonight it's going to be 3+ hours. Can't enjoy it.
When I hit the guardrail, like, I was probably going like 10 to 15 miles an hour because of the downhill, you know, just carrying the truck. And my brother was on the phone with me. And the airbag went off, and it didn't even hit me. I was perfectly fine. But then afterwards, I started thinking, what if I wasn't fine, and he was on the phone with me and had to hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even fathom. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? So, anyway, be careful.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. It just is one of those things that, like, it stays with you. You get in an accident, man, and
whatever you do,
shy.
Do not take the snow off the top of your car.
No, for all...
Leave it there. Yeah.
Especially if it's like a foot.
Passed somebody in Manchester last week. The complete back window was covered with snow as well.
Sometimes that can drift off the top. Like, sometimes it can drift.
Because all of it was still on top.
Yeah.
And I love seeing them get pulled
over. He didn't
even
wipe the back of the car off.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Am I the only one, when you drive up alongside someone that has a lot of snow on the top of the car, and you think, how the f*** can you be so stupid?
Yep.
Oh, like, I give them the dirty look. Sometimes I blow my horn at them, and I'm like are you a moron?
Were you in an emergency situation where you had to get out of there? And I
could doctor.
Maybe something like that. Certainly. All right, I'll give you that.
No.
Or are you just, you don't care? Or are you just, know because you're unaware?
What do you mean you don't know? You gotta know.
Dude.
You gotta know.
We live in a time now where people don't give a shit about anybody but themselves.
They only think
about themselves.
Well, I point
They're unaware.
At you, point at your ceiling. And I give you a dirty look.
Oh, that, how's that work?
They look. Some people look at me confused.
Like, they don't know. They're unaware.
Those people, I blow my horn. Yeah. I point to the roof, and they look at me like, huh?
Yeah.
I've had a couple people blow me off. But.
Because they're unaware. And that's what's wrong with the world. But anyway, I did save for today. I know we have cooking on a budget, but I did save an Ask the Buzz that I was going to use the other day, but we kind of got away from, you know, where I planned the 24/7 and where it went. And I'm perfectly fine with where it went. But I did save this. It's a freshie. And I wanted to, because it's kind of unusual a little bit, and I wanted to give it some air here. On the 24/7. So a bit of an Ask the Buzz. Godfather. So my husband and I just celebrated 10 years of marriage. Oh, it's so beautiful. We married young and never had other serious relationships, so we have no comparisons. We've always been open and honest, but what he told me yesterday left me floored. He floated the idea of separating.
Feel sad.
He says he loves me, but wonders if we, quote, missed out by never having dated anyone else.
Okay.
I mean, I see his point, but I think we have more to lose than to gain by splitting up. Is he being honest about his feelings, and is that okay? Or is this a soft way of saying he wants out?
Yeah, that's a soft way of saying he wants out.
He wants out.
That's horrible. I feel bad. I'm sorry, but why else would he ever say this?
Yes.
He wants out.
Unfortunately, I think
it's over.
He knew the risk he was taking when he said it.
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. Done.
There are some things that you say that once they're out of your mouth, there's no return.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, do you think we should separate? Is one of them. However, that doesn't mean you have to end it, right? Have the conversation as to why they said it, and then make the determination there. But I got to say that I'm with these guys. Like, if Valerie Kilman said, I think maybe we should separate, I'm thinking one foot is already out the door.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I'm not going to kiss her on the mouth.
And it ain't my foot. My foot's in the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Both feet in the house. You want a separation? Fly, Robin, fly.
Oh. That's not legally how it would probably work out.
Damn it.
But I appreciate your attitude.
But even in a separation, like, I don't know what happens in a separation. Like, if we disagree, we're going to take some time apart. You obviously, hopefully, are still amicable enough to make an arrangement, right?
Right.
But if you, I don't know the difference between a separation legally and divorce as to property and what you can use.
Well, separating, you're still legally married.
No, so I know, but
there's I don't think there's any separation of property unless both parties agree to it. I think you'd have to force the divorce.
But what I'm saying is, Laura and I are getting we're legally separated.
She came
we
to.
We still
a
have
census.
To decide who's going to stay at the house, and if we can't decide, how does that get decided in a legal separation? That's a question for Ryan and Russell.
Well,
right,
I think
there.
Part of it is, can you buy her out? Can you financially...
But what I'm saying is, if you cannot come to an arrangement that you both agree on, because that would have to be both agreed by both. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, what happens then? You're not divorced yet.
A divorce legally obviously ends a marriage, but a legal separation will allow you to live apart while remaining married. So both options can address finances, custody, and support. Legal separation, the couple drafts a settlement agreement that defines each spouse's rights and responsibilities.
So you have to agree on who gets
and
to stay.
The couple can retain some marriage benefits, such as Social Security and retirement benefits, if you remain married, but just legally
the other
separated.
Benefits too.
But if you are legally separated, you're allowed to F around, and you can't get in trouble.
Is that true?
I did not say that
I think
in
so.
Here.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Don't.
Because you're legally separated.
Are you serious? You're not, kid. Don't. Just
I'm
tell
not.
Me the truth, because I think you're lying.
I think... I am being honest.
Okay.
Swear
on your father.
I don't think I would.
He's got his fingers crossed.
He thinks he knows, but he doesn't know. No, he's not 100% sure.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Please do.
If somebody's listening going, I'm going to, I don't want to.
No. Cover your bases before you get involved.
Yeah.
Okay. When legally separated, you are still considered married, meaning sex. Sex with your separated spouse is technically not considered adultery, unlike in a divorce where the marriage is legally dissolved. However, depending on the specifics of your separation agreement and state laws, engaging in sexual activity with your separated spouse could still impact your divorce case. So it's best to consult a lawyer before engaging any sexual activity with anybody during a separation, because they can hold that against you.
That's coming from a person who doesn't even know what sexual activity is.
Yeah, there you go. So, there
oh, my
you go.
God. Mm. Kayla and I, again, the other day, the next day...
We talked about it on the way in.
She goes, genitals. I go, no crap. It doesn't. A mouth is not a genital. Okay.
But so but somebody else has genitals.
Are you touching
it?
Wait a minute. Are you touching the genitals?
That's
sex. Like I don't.
No.
Those are genitals. Just because they're not together at the same time.
Why do you keep clapping?
Because I'm pushing my genitals together.
I heard it. I'm like, what is she clapping for?
It was pretty good time.
If you missed it, day before yesterday, Tuesday, we got into a conversation, and the whole what is sex? Is oral sex sex? And I'm like, of course it's sex. It's called oral sex. And they're like, it's not sex. And I'm like, I know that Laura and Kayla both think that it's not. I'm flummoxed by the fact that anybody would not consider a blowjob sex.
Wait, then you guys are like, oh yeah, even a hand job. I'm like,
sex.
So, and then I said, are you guys going to go to your buddies at like 16 years old and be like, yeah, totally had sex last night, guys?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Oh my
Kayla
gosh.
Kayla gave me that same thing this morning.
Oh, no, I'm
oh, yeah, go brag. Go brag to your buddies after you get a handy that you had sex.
That was a big deal at the time.
No.
Was.
No, wait a minute.
Still a big deal.
I am detaching my train on this part of him. If you went somewhere and you got a hand job.
It's not sex.
I'm not going
There's no bragging.
To the guys and
There's
going,
no bragging.
I had sex last night. Well, what happened? She gave me a hand job. That's not sex.
Thank
That's
you. Not okay, sex. What about blowjob?
Yeah, see, that women.
So blowjob's a little bit more sex. Intimate where...
You're probably finished. Why is that not sex?
Okay, but I'm going to
because
say...
Because she didn't.
I'm going to say what happened. I'm going to say, so last night, I got a hand job. Last night, a BJ. So that's not... to say that, oh, I had sex last night.
Sex.
I'm sorry, man. You have an orgasm
activity.
It's sex.
Yeah.
It's sex, period. And I can't even fathom that.
So you have sex with yourself all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys
all
are all having sex with yourself all the time because you're getting off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sexual act. An orgasm is the result of a sexual act.
That's not sex. Oh, my gosh.
It clearly is. Look, it is so common sense.
We're having solo sex all the time. Yeah.
Kayla and I, in the 1 mile, driving to the hotel last night, where we did not have sex.
I'm glad you had to tell us that.
Well,
this came up.
After you went to bed, she could have been having sex.
Well, good for her.
Last night.
Neither did I.
So he doesn't know that.
But I'm just simply, I know that you guys don't think it is. It's obviously a function of being from a different period of time. But I know we ever talked about it, but everybody my age, I think, thinks that sex is anything that results in an orgasm, whether it's hand, whether it's mouth, whatever, that's sex. You have sex.
It's a sexual act.
No, the word sex is sexual act. That's sex.
Sex.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are acting like we're crazy, like we got a ham on our head. Because it's called a sexual act.
There's a ham on your head.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I'm looking at you like that. Because it's just,
I can't.
Well, often associated with penetration, having sex can encompass a spectrum of sexual
what are you reading?
Like
sexual
oral
activities.
Sex, manual stimulation, other forms of physical intimacy.
where are you reading sex. That? Where are you reading it?
Who cares?
Okay.
That's sexual activity.
Yeah, that's sexual activity.
But it's not sex.
Who cares? More sexual is there.
So when you're making out, that's a sexual activity. Is that sex? If you make out with somebody?
No.
Making out is not a sexual activity because it doesn't involve your sexual organs.
You're not touching any of the organs.
While we're kissing, I'm touching you. I'm having sex with you.
Yes.
I don't consider that.
Because it's my hand?
Because it's your hand.
It's hand.
I disagree with that.
But if it's my mouth.
It's a little bit more intimate. It's a little bit more intimate.
Sure.
You're touching genitals. It's sex.
Period. I'm with you, Kelly.
I didn't say. I'm detaching from those guys on that. I'm not going to go. And I'm putting it this way.
To your buddies. Say I had sex when I got a handy.
Didn't I say that?
I am not going to band practice and telling my buddies after getting a hand job, I had sex last night. That was not sex. If I got a blowjob, I am not going to band practice
and
going,
you had
guys,
sex.
I had sex.
Maybe you shouldn't do that anyway.
Kay, you asked me that very question.
I asked you the same question.
About going home and talking to my buddies. And I say I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Because it's not.
No, because it's not something that I would go home and brag about.
But you don't, Kelly. I know that you wouldn't anyways. Not that you're a bragger about things like that, but would you go home when you had actual sex, in our definition of it, you would then tell your buddy?
I am telling you right now. And she's just saying this. You're gonna say it's not true. I'm not a talker like that.
I'm not saying that you are, but the point is that wouldn't be what you would say because it's
I have a limited number of partners and I cared about them when I had them. So it wasn't like, if I was having like a one-off, maybe I would be different and said stuff, but I never had one-offs. So it wasn't like, hey, I'm bringing this. I never have said anything like that to anybody ever in my life.
All right. Amy called during that and I hit the phone on and I'm talking about how, like, if I had a blowjob at sex, I am going to step out of the room for a second.
Go make a phone call.
Make a phone call, and I'll be back.
Yeah. So you get for leaving our team.
Dude, that guy's on a friggin', he's having a hitting streak. Oh, man. He got up, he ran out of the room.
I was like, where's he going?
Because he realized he butt-dialed her. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's excellent. Look,
it blows my mind that it's even a conversation.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just different. Maybe it's just a different time.
I guess
of
I
growing
lost
up.
My virginity because somebody fingered me at 15.
Yeah, no, I guess me too.
That's not losing your virginity. It's different.
And we didn't say that.
Virginity is the two sex organs together of two different. You know,
yes, agreed.
People.
You had sexual activity at 15, but you didn't have.
She didn't have. So you're saying she didn't have sex?
No, I didn't.
You just said you had sexual activity. You didn't lose
sexual
your virginity,
activity.
Though.
It's sex. Period. I don't care what you say.
I'm so confused.
But isn't losing your virginity the act of having sex?
No. No, no, it's intercourse.
It's intercourse.
First time you had intercourse. Very simple. I don't know what.
It's funny though.
Person doesn't realize that.
If I don't,
I'm
I feel like
too.
I feel like if we took the same attitude that what we did with a woman wasn't sex, and you were my partner, you would not be happy because it was a hand thing. We played around, you know, like that's it. It's still, I'm sorry, it's just still sex.
Yeah,
sex is sex.
Oh, see, if somebody says to me, "I got a hand job," that's not sex to me. Not ever.
Judge it all you want. It can be very fun. Number one,
nobody's
judging
it.
It's got nothing to do with it being a hand job, and I don't want to give
nobody's
those, Kelly.
But
I do believe, I do believe that, you know, bragging to your friends about it, it's not sex. But like, if it comes down to like, hey, I went to a concert last night, I met a girl, and she gave me, I think that can get you in trouble.
Yeah, my friends, we didn't, that wasn't something.
No,
that's
but what I mean is I'm not bragging to my buddies about it and go, I had sex last night, I got a hand job. No.
Right.
Look, it obviously this isn't new, but I mean we've talked about this before. I'm still flummoxed by it. I don't get it, but you guys don't get me, so that's okay too. It's just different times. The whole spectrum, like a hookup now, it's just who cares? And that's fine. It wasn't like really like that before.
But I'm just really happy that wasn't on speakerphone.
If you have a comment, I would love to hear what your take is on this.
Poor
because
Amy.
I'm never going to think otherwise. There's nothing that's ever going to convince me that Kelly and I are in the wrong here, right? Everybody has different ideas of it. I mean, you're not wrong. I'm not wrong.
I would say nobody's in the wrong. It's just different ways of looking at it.
I'm always going to look at it the same way. So.
I mean, the Joy of Sex book has everything in there. Oral, non-oral, intercourse, all different things that you can do.
You're a reader.
It was my dad's. Okay. When he passed away, I found it in his box of stuff.
Hey, there's joy in sex. There's nothing wrong with that.
25th anniversary of the Playboy magazine.
Yeah, well, that's
not sure what to do with it.
Yeah,
but you know what to do with it.
Very nice. Well, anyway, if you've listened to this and hung on through it, email me. Tell me who's wrong. I mean, what's your opinion? What constitutes sex? It's funny.
Want to go to the grocery store?
Yeah, let's go to the grocery store. Where's the button I'm looking for?
Right there.
Right here. Here it is.
Cooking on a budget.
You know,
yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget.
There you go.
Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
I'll tell you, I scored big time because of Laura. Scored big time.
Sumos.
I got these oranges that they're called Sumo oranges. They're also called Deepak Chopra oranges. I don't know.
D-E-K-O-P-I-N.
Something, Dekopin or whatever. But they're delicious. They're big. They got a big knob on them. They're big, ugly looking oranges. But they're delicious. And they're like $3 for an orange. So if I wanted to buy them, I bought like two or three max. And it was something special. They've had them for a dollar something a pound at Shaw's. I bought like $27 worth for $6. It was a huge steal. Thank you to Laura to cook it on a budget. So.
No problem. Well, Greg, that was your food last week. This week for your sale, and I don't know if you've tried these or seen them, but they're in the produce section of your local grocery stores. And this week at Market Basket, they're only $2.99. They're called Fresh Express Hot or Cold Kits. I actually just had one for lunch today. And they have Asian, teriyaki, and Korean. They also have a ginger one, Asian sweet ginger, which is great. This is what it looks like. And like I said, so you can have them hot or cold.
I just bought those.
They're on sale this week. They are absolutely delicious. You can put them in a wok at home and all the flavoring and everything is there. And then if you want to add your own grilled chicken or shrimp, you can do that. It comes with noodles, the sauce, and all your vegetables.
I said to her the other day, I said, we haven't had in a long time wok. And she, bang, came home with that.
Yeah,
stir fry.
The stir fry is great, but like I said, you can eat it cold. I just had it for lunch for my salad. It's delicious. On sale, $2.99 at Market Basket. Okay. Kelly Beer Sales of the Week at $14.99. We have your Smutty Nose, Kona Big Wave, Dogfish Head, and Long Trail. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. I know. You got to watch yourself. But once in a while, how about a fresh-made milkshake? And if you get the good Market Baskets, and I know you have one, they're $2.99.
Yes, they are.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and espresso. They have them at Market Basket. They're delicious.
Every once in a while, if I find myself grocery shopping, Amy be like, you need a snack, go have one.
Yep, those milkshakes are delicious. Their whole area at Market Basket is great. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. At Hannaford, they have Lunchables Dunkables. And, you know, she was a big fan of Dunkaroos back in the day. Well, Lunchables has kind of adopted this, and they're three for $5. They have one that's a honey wheat pretzels that you can dunk. They also have mozzarella cheese sticks. So you get the cheese sticks. They give you breadcrumbs and marinara sauce, and you can dip it. She's a Lunchable kind of girl. Lunchable Dunkables, three for $5, or grab them for your kids if you're looking for a sale.
Okay.
Hannaford sales end on Saturday. We have your bone-in strip steak, $6.99 a pound. Your whole chicken's 99 cents a pound. Your large sea scallops, $14.99 a pound. Red seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99. Hannaford red or yellow potatoes, two for $5. Your salad blends at Hannaford are two for five. Nabisco snack crackers, two for six. And that includes your Good Thins, your Wheat Thins, your Ritz, or your Triscuits. 85% lean ground turkey, two for $7. Your bottom round roast, a sale that's going on at quite a few stores, $4.99 a pound. It is that roast kind of season. Half boneless pork loin, $1.69 a pound. Green peppers, two for $2. Strawberries, two for six. Baby Bella mushrooms, two for five. And your sliced bacon, $3.99. Now we can go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. We have your strawberries at $2.49, California navel oranges $2.99 for the 4-pound bag. Green grapes are $1.99 a pound. Pink lady apples $2.99 for the 3-pound bag. Seasoned lamb leg steaks $7.99 a pound. French green beans $2.99 a pound. Baby Bella mushrooms $1.29. Your Priano Italian filled pasta, these are your raviolis, your tortellinis, $1.49. I talked about it earlier this week. Your flowers, 12-stem rose bouquet, $9.99. Your 10-stem tulip bouquet, $4.99. They also have Valentine's Day orchids. Your full bouquets of different flowers. They have plants all decorated
for
Valentine's
Day. Go for the daisies.
Day.
We get daisies.
I'm a tulip girl. But
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let it go.
Let it go.
This Tulip, might be incorrect.
Tulips on your...
Okay, yes, this might be incorrect, but I'm going to go with this.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go with this for Shaw's. They're having a For You One Day sale, I believe, which will be tomorrow, Valentine's Day only. Beef New York strip steak or lamb loin chops, $6.97 a pound. Your Sea Legend scallops, the big boys, are $9.97 a pound. Dozen rose bouquet, $29.99. They have a dozen roses in a gift bag, $49.99. Chocolate dipped strawberries, $9.99. Cookie bouquet, $5.99. And different hearts from Lindt and Russell Stover, $5.99. Again, that's a one-day sale. I'm hoping this is accurate because they still haven't updated their website. The other sales at Shaw's, which I believe will begin tomorrow, with your For You app, they have your fresh ground beef or Shady Brook Farms ground turkey, $2.97 a pound. Your raw and cooked shrimp, $6.97 a pound. Asparagus, $1.97 a pound. Your cuties, mandarins, navel oranges, $2.77. Hormel or Hatfield bacon at $4.97. Doritos, Tostitos, Fritos, Utz potato chips, kettle chips, Smart Food, Nabisco premium crackers, your breakfast biscuits, Nabisco Chips Ahoy cookies, all $2.27. For cereal, $1.97 for your Kellogg cereal, your Quaker cereal, Chewy granola bars, and Quaker instant oatmeal or hot cereal. Limit you to four. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese, $2.27. And other deals there at Shaw's. We have your strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Buy two, get one free. Fresh haddock fillets, $9.99 a pound. Progresso soups, Kelly, buy two, get two free. At Shaw's.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So that one you don't even need the app for. You can just go in and get that.
Buy two, get two free.
Buy two, get two free. Hood ice cream or novelties, two for $6. Your Thomas's English muffins, you buy one package, Kelly, two free. They have regular and cinnamon raisin.
They're going to freeze them.
Yeah. Muffins right there in the bakery at Shaw's. When you buy two, they're $3.99 for the 4-pack of muffins, and they are big muffins. They also have their Bright Farm salads, Dole salad blends, your Signature Farms grape tomatoes, two for $5. I hope that's all accurate with Shaw's. Don't get mad at me if it's wrong. Now we'll go to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Top round roast, $4.99 a pound. Boneless pork tenderloin, $2.69 a pound. Simply mashed potatoes, if you don't feel like making your own, I guess you can make this option. They're $2.99. They have original garlic, sour cream, and chive. Your Peel's mandarins, $4.99. Red or black seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Fully cooked bacon, $2.99. Utz variety pack of chips. It's an 18-count box, and it's $8.99. Thomas's bagels, two for $7 with six varieties. Starkist chunk white tuna, three for $3. Go-Gurt yogurt, two for $5. Yellow nectarines, only $1.99 a pound. Peel baby carrots, a 2-pound bag, only $1.99. Purdue, they have all their sales on chickens. They get the chicken shortcuts, two for $6. Your breaded chicken, like your Dino Nugs that Kay loves, two for $5. and your Purdue frozen fully cooked chicken bags, only $8.99. Fresh Italian sausage, $3.49 a pound, sweet, hot, and barbecue, and your Pepperidge Farm farmhouse breads, two for $6. Now, this week, it's the last week of football cooking. I made these cheesy shrimp and grits bites. It was the biggest hit on Super Bowl Sunday at my house. Everybody that loves shrimp loved these. They were awesome. So that recipe is up there.
It was awesome!
I will say, these take about an hour, if not a little more, to make, but it's so worth it. And like I said, they were a big hit. And then I also gave you winter home cooking, make you feel all warm inside. Pierogi casserole. Everybody loves a pierogi. I mean, it's like a ravioli filled with mashed potatoes. Yes, wouldn't love it? Mm-hmm. So this pierogi casserole is a layer of pierogies, a layer of spinach and sausage, a cream sauce, and then add more pierogies, more spinach, more sausage, and then bake that sucker up, and you got a great casserole.
Bake it up, baby.
Wow, that's a lot. All right. Nicely done. All right. Thank you, Laura. And we will see you, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow.